Assalamu alaikum. This is the Quran, a new translation by M.A.S. Abdul Halim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
This begins Juz number 9. His people's arrogant leader said, Shu'aib, we will expel you and your fellow believers from our town unless you return to our religion. He said, What? Even if we detest it? If we were to return to your religion after God has saved us from it, we would be inventing lies about him. There is no way we could return to it, unless by the will of God our Lord. In his knowledge, he comprehends everything. We put our trust in God, our Lord. Expose the truth and judge between us and our people, for you are the best judge. The disbelieving leaders among his people said, You will certainly be losers if you follow Shu'aib. An earthquake seized them. By the next morning, they were lying dead in their homes. It was as if those who had rejected Shu'aib had never lived there. It was those who had rejected Shu'aib who were the losers. So he turned away from them, saying, My people, I delivered my Lord's messages to you and gave you sincere advice. So why should I grieve for people who refuse to believe? Whenever we sent a prophet to a town, we afflicted its disbelieving people with suffering and hardships, so that they might humble themselves before God. And then we changed their hardship into prosperity until they multiplied. But then they said, Hardship and affluence also befell our forefathers, and so we took them suddenly, unawares. If the people of those town had believed and been mindful of God, we would have showered them with blessings from the heavens and earth, but they rejected the truth, and so we punished them for their misdeeds. Do the people of these towns feel secure that our punishment will not come upon them by night while they are asleep? Do the people of these towns feel secure that our punishment will not come upon them by day while they are at play? Do they feel secure against God's plan? Only the losers feel secure against God's plan. Is it not clear to those who inherit the land from former generations that we can punish them too for their sins if we will, and seal up their hearts so that they cannot hear? We have told you, Prophet, the stories of these towns. Messengers came to them, and clear signs, but they would not believe in what they had already rejected. In this way, God seals the hearts of disbelievers. We found that most of them did not honor their commitments. We found that most of them were defiant. After these, we sent Moses to Pharaoh and his leading supporters with our signs, but they rejected them. See the fate of those who spread corruption. Moses said, Pharaoh, I am a messenger from the Lord of all the worlds, duty bound to say nothing about God but the truth, and I have brought you a clear sign from your Lord. Let the children of Israel go with me. He said, Produce this sign you have brought if you are telling the truth. So Moses threw his staff, and lo and behold, it was a snake clear to all. And then he pulled out his hand, and lo and behold, it was white for all to see. The leaders among Pharaoh's people said, This man is a learned sorcerer. He means to drive you out of your land. Pharaoh said, What do you suggest? They said, Delay him and his brother for a while, and send messengers to all the cities to summon every learned sorcerer to you. The sorcerers came to Pharaoh and said, Shall we be rewarded if we win? And he replied, Yes, and you will join my inner court. So they said, Moses, will you throw first or shall we? He said, You throw. And they did, casting a spell on people's eyes, striking fear into them, and bringing about great sorcery. Then we inspired Moses, Throw your staff. And lo and behold, it devoured their fakery. The truth was confirmed, and what they had produced came to nothing. They were defeated there and became utterly humiliated. The sorcerers fell to their knees and said, We believe in the Lord of the world, the Lord of Moses and Aaron. But Pharaoh said, How dare you believe in him before I have given you permission? This is a plot you have hatched to drive the people out of the city. Soon you will see. I will cut off your alternate hands and feet, and then crucify you all. They said, And so we shall return to our Lord. Your only grievance against us is that we believed in the signs of our Lord when they came to us. Our Lord, pour steadfastness upon us, and let us die in devotion to you. The leaders among Pharaoh's people said to him, But are you going to leave Moses and his people to spread corruption in the land and forsake you and your gods? He replied, we shall kill their male children, sparing only the females. We have complete power over them. Moses said to his people, turn to God for help and be steadfast. The earth belongs to God. He gives it as their own to whichever of his servants he chooses. And the happy future belongs to those who are mindful of him. And they replied, we were being persecuted long before you came to us, and since then too. He said, your Lord may well destroy your enemy and make you successors to the land to see how you behave. We inflicted years of drought and crop failure on Pharaoh's people so that they might take heed. Then when something good came their way, they said, this is our due. When something bad came, they ascribed it to the evil omen of Moses and those with him. But their evil omen was really from God, though most of them did not realize it. They said, we will not believe in you, no matter what signs you produce to cast a spell on us. And so we let loose on them the flood, locusts, lice, frogs, blood, all clear signs. They were arrogant, wicked people. They would say, whenever a plague struck them, Moses, pray to your Lord for us by virtue of the promise he has made to you. If you relieve us of the plague, we will believe you and let the children of Israel go with you. But when we relieved them of the plague and gave them a fixed period in which to fulfill their promise, lo and behold, they broke it. And so, because they rejected our signs and paid them no heed, we exacted retribution from them. We drowned them in the sea. And we made those who had been oppressed succeed to both the east and the west of the land that we had blessed. Your Lord's good promise to the children of Israel was fulfilled because of their patience, and we destroyed what Pharaoh and his people were making and what they were building. We took the children of Israel across the sea, but when they came upon a people who worshipped idols, they said, Moses, make a god for us like theirs. He said, you really are foolish people. The cult these peoples practice is doomed to destruction, and what they have been doing is useless. Why should I seek any god other than God for you, when he has favored you over all other people? Remember how we saved you from Pharaoh's people, who were subjecting you to the worst of sufferings, killing your male children, sparing only your females. That was a mighty ordeal from your Lord. We appointed 30 nights for Moses, then added 10 more. The term set by his Lord was completed in 40 nights. Moses said to his brother Aaron, take my place among my people. Act rightly and do not follow the way of those who spread corruption. When Moses came for our appointment and his Lord spoke to him, he said, my Lord, show yourself to me. Let me see you. He said, you will never see me, but look at that mountain. If it remains standing firm, you will see me. And when his Lord revealed himself to the mountain, he made it crumble. Moses fell down unconscious. When he recovered, he said, glory be to you. To you I turn in repentance. I am the first to believe. He said, Moses, I have raised you above other people by giving you my messages and speaking to you. Hold on to what I have given you. Be one of those who give thanks. We inscribed everything for him in the tablets, which taught and explained everything, saying, hold on to them firmly and urge your people to hold fast to their excellent teachings. I will show you the end of those who rebel. I will keep distracted from my signs those who behave arrogantly on earth without any right, and who, even if they see every sign, will not believe in them. They will not take the way of right guidance if they see it, but will take the way of error if they see that. This is because they denied our signs and paid them no heed. The deeds of those who denied our signs and the meaning of the hereafter will come to nothing. Why should they be repaid for anything other than what they have done? In his absence, Moses' people took to worshipping a mere shape that made sounds like a cow, a calf made from their jewelry. Could they not see that it did not speak to them or guide them in any way? Yet they took it for worship. They were evildoers. When with much wringing of hands, they perceived that they were doing wrong. They said, if our Lord does not have mercy on us and forgive us, we shall be the losers. On his return to his people, angry and aggrieved, Moses said, how foul and evil is what you have done in my absence. Were you so keen to bring your Lord's judgment forward? He threw the tablets down and seized his brother by the hair, pulling him towards him. Aaron said, son of my mother, these people overpowered me. They almost killed me. Do not give my enemies reason to rejoice. Do not include me with these evildoers. Moses said, "My Lord, forgive me and my brother. Accept us into your mercy. You are the most merciful of all who show mercy. Those who took to worshiping the calf will be afflicted by their Lord's wrath and by disgrace in this life. This is the way we repay those who invent such falsehoods. But your Lord is most forgiving and most merciful towards those who do wrong. Then repent afterwards and truly believe." When Moses' anger abated, he picked up the tablets on which were inscribed guidance and mercy for those who stood in awe of their Lord. Moses chose from his people 70 men for our appointment. And when they were seized by trembling, he prayed, "My Lord, if you had chosen to do so, you could have destroyed them long before this, and me too. So will you now destroy us for what the foolish among us have done? This is only a trial from you. Through it, you cause whoever you will to stray and guide whoever you will. And you are our protector. So forgive us and have mercy on us. You are the best of those who forgive. Grant us good things in this world and in the life to come. We turn to you." God said, "My punishment I bring on whomever I will, but my mercy embraces all things. I shall ordain my mercy for those who are conscious of God and pay the prescribed alms, who believe in our revelations, who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet they find described in the Torah that is with them, and in the gospel, who commands them to do right and forbids them to do wrong, who makes good things lawful to them and bad things unlawful, and relieves them of their burdens, and the iron collars that were on them. So it is those who believe him, honor and help him, and who follow the light which has been sent down with him, who will succeed. Say, Muhammad, people, I am the messenger of God to you all, from him who has control over the heavens and the earth. There is no God but him. He gives life and death, so believe in God and his messenger, the unlettered prophet who believes in God and his words, and follow him so that you may find guidance. There is a group among the people of Moses who guide with truth and who act justly according to it. We divided them into 12 tribes as distinct communities, and when his people asked him for water, inspired Moses to strike the rock with his staff so that 12 springs gushed out. Each tribe knew its own drinking place. We gave them the shade of clouds and sent down to them manna and quail, saying, eat the good things we have provided for you. They did not wrong us. It was themselves they wronged. When they were told, enter this town and eat freely there as you will, but say, relieve us and enter its gate humbly. Then we shall forgive you your sins and increase the reward of those who do good. The wrongdoers among them substituted another, saying, for the one that had been given them. So we sent them a punishment from heaven for their wrongdoing. Prophet, ask them about the town by the sea, how its people broke the Sabbath when their fish surfaced for them only on that day, never on weekdays. We tested them in this way because of their disobedience, how when some of them asked their preachers, why do you bother preaching to people God will destroy or at least punish severely? The preachers answered, in order to be free from your Lord's blame, so that they may perhaps take heed. When they ignored the warning they were given, we saved those who forbid evil and punished the wrongdoers severely because of their disobedience. When, in their arrogance, they persisted in doing what they had been forbidden to do, we said to them, be like apes, be outcasts. And remember when your Lord declared that until the day of resurrection, he would send people against them to inflict terrible suffering on them. Your Lord is swift in punishment, but he is most forgiving and merciful. We disperse them over the earth in separate communities. Some are righteous and some less so. We tested them with blessings and misfortunes so that they might all return to righteousness. And they were succeeded by generations who, although they inherited the scripture, took the fleeting gains of this lower world, saying, we shall be forgiven, and indeed, taking them again if other such gains came their way. Was a pledge not taken from them, written in the scripture to say nothing but the truth about God? And have they not studied its contents? For those who are mindful of God, the hereafter is better. Why do you not use your reason? But as for those who hold fast to the scripture and keep up the prayer, we do not deny righteous people their rewards. When we made the mountain loom high above them like a shadow, and they thought it would fall on them, we said, hold fast to what we have given you, and remember what it contains, so that you may remain conscious of God. Prophet, when your Lord took out the offspring from the loins of the children of Adam, and made them bear witness about themselves. He said, "Am I not your Lord?" And they replied, "Yes, we bear witness." So you cannot say on the day of resurrection, "We were not aware of this," or "It was our forefathers who before us ascribed partners to God, and we are only the descendants who came after them. Will you destroy us because of the deeds of those who invented falsehood?" In this way, we explain the messages so that they might turn to the right path. "Prophet, tell them the story of the man to whom we gave our messages. He sloughed them off, so Satan took him as his follower, and he went astray. If it had been our will, we could have used these signs to raise them high. But instead, he clung to the earth and followed his own desires. He was like a dog that pants with a lolling tongue, whether you drive it away or leave it alone. Such is the image of those who reject our signs. Tell them the story so that they might reflect. How foul is the image of those who reject our signs. It is themselves they wrong. Those God guides are truly guided, and those God allows to stray are the losers. We have created many jinn and people who are destined for hell, with hearts they do not use for comprehension, eyes they do not use for sight, ears they do not use for hearing. They are like cattle, no, even further astray. These are the ones who are entirely heedless. The most excellent names belong to God. Use them to call on Him and keep away from those who abuse His names. They will be requited for what they do. Among those we created are a group of people who guide with truth and act justly according to it. But we lead on those who reject our messages step by step without them realizing it. I will give them respite, but my plan is sure. Have they not reflected? Their companion is not mad, but is only giving clear warning. Have they not contemplated the realm of the heavens and earth, and all that God created, and that the end of their time might be near? What other revelation will they believe in, if they do not believe in this? No one can guide those God allows to stray. He leaves them blundering about in their insolence. They ask you, Prophet, about the hour. When will it arrive? Say, "My Lord alone has knowledge of it. He alone will reveal when His time will come, a time that is momentous in both the heavens and earth. All too suddenly it will come upon you." They ask you about it as if you were eager to find out. Say, "God alone has knowledge of when it will come, though most people do not realize it." Say, "Prophet, I have no control over benefit or harm, even to myself, except as God may please. If I had knowledge of what is hidden, I would have abundant good things, and no harm could touch me. I am no more than a bearer of warning and good news to those who believe. It is He who created you all from one soul, and from it made its mate, so that He might find comfort in her. When one of them lies with his wife, and she conceives a light burden, going about freely, then grows heavy, they both pray to God, their Lord, "If you give us a good child, we shall certainly be grateful." And yet, when He gives them a good child, they ascribe some of what He has granted them to others. God is far above the partners they set up alongside Him. How can they set up with Him these partners that create nothing and are themselves created, that cannot help them at all, or even help themselves? If you believers call such people to guidance, they do not follow you. It makes no difference whether you call them or remain silent. Those you idolaters call upon instead of God are created beings like you. Call upon them then, and let them respond to you if what you say is true. Do they have feet to walk, hands to strike, eyes to see, or ears to hear? Say, Prophet, call on your partners. Scheme against me. Do not spare me. My protector is God. He has revealed the scripture, and it is He who protects the righteous. But those you call on instead of Him cannot help you or even help themselves. If you believers call such people to guidance, they do not hear. You, Prophet, may observe them looking at you, but they cannot see. Be tolerant and command what is right. Pay no attention to foolish people. If Satan should prompt you to do something, seek refuge with God. He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Those who are aware of God think of Him when Satan prompts them to do something, and immediately they can see straight. The followers of devils are led relentlessly into error by them and cannot stop. When you do not bring them a fresh revelation, they say, "But can you not just ask for one?" Say, I merely repeat what is revealed to me from my Lord. This revelation brings you insights from your Lord, and guidance and mercy for those who believe. So when the Quran is recited, listen and be quiet, so that you may be given mercy. Prophet, remember your Lord inwardly, in all humility and awe, without raising your voice. In the mornings and in the evenings, do not be one of the heedless. Even those who live in the presence of your Lord are not too proud to worship Him. They glorify Him and bow down before Him. Chapter 8, Battle Gains. In the name of God, the Lord of Mercy, the Giver of Mercy. They ask you, Prophet, about distributing the battle gains. Say, that is a matter for God and His Messenger. So be mindful of God and make things right between you. Obey God and His Messenger if you are true believers. True believers are those whose hearts tremble with awe when God is mentioned, whose faith increases when His revelations are recited to them, who put their trust in their Lord, who keep up the prayer and give to others out of what we provide for them. Those are the ones who truly believe. They have high standing with their Lord, forgiveness, and generous provision. For it was your Lord who made you, Prophet, venture from your home for a true purpose. Though a group of the believers disliked it and argued with you about the truth after it had been made clear, as if they were being driven towards a death they could see with their own eyes. Remember how God promised you, believers, that one of the two enemy groups would fall to you. You wanted the unarmed group to be yours, but it was God's will to establish the truth according to His word and to finish off the disbelievers, to prove the truth to be true and the false to be false, much as the guilty might dislike it. When you begged your Lord for help, He answered you, I will reinforce you with 1,000 angels in succession. God made this a message of hope to reassure your hearts. Help comes only from God. He is mighty and wise. Remember when He gave you sleep as a reassurance from Him, and sent down water from the sky to cleanse you, to remove Satan's pollution from you, to make your heart strong and your feet firm. Your Lord revealed to the angels, I am with you. Give the believers firmness. I shall put fear into the hearts of the disbelievers. Strike above the necks and strike all their fingers. That was because they opposed God and His Messenger. And if anyone opposes God and His Messenger, God punishes them severely. That is what you get. Taste that. And the torment of the fire awaits the disbelievers. Believers, when you meet the disbelievers in battle, never turn your backs on them. If anyone does so on such a day, unless maneuvering to fight or to join a fighting group, he incurs the wrath of God, and hell will be his home, a wretched destination. It was not you who killed them, but God. And when you, Prophet, threw sand at them, it was not your throw that defeated them, but God's, to do the believers a favor. God is all-seeing and all-knowing. That is what you get. And God will weaken the disbelievers' designs. Disbelievers, if you were seeking a decision, now you have witnessed one. If you stop here, it will be better for you. If you return, so shall we. And your forces, though greater in number, will be of no use to you. God is with the believers. Believers, obey God and His Messenger. Do not turn away when you are listening to Him. Do not be like those who say, we heard, though in fact they were not listening. The worst creatures in God's eyes are those who are willfully deaf and dumb, who do not reason. If God had known that there was any good in them, He would have made them hear. But even if He had, they would still have turned away and taken no notice. Believers, respond to God and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Know that God comes between a man and his heart, and that you will be gathered to Him. Beware of discord that harms not only the wrongdoers among you. Know that God is severe in His punishment. Remember when you were few, victimized in the land, afraid that people might catch you. But God sheltered you and strengthened you with His help and provided you with good things so that you might be grateful. Believers, do not betray God and the Messenger or knowingly betray other people's trust in you. Be aware that your possessions and your children are only a test and that there is a tremendous reward with God. Believers, if you remain mindful of God, He will give you a criterion to tell right from wrong and wipe out your bad deeds and forgive you. God's favor is great indeed. Remember, Prophet, when the disbelievers plotted to take you captive, kill or expel you. They schemed and so did God. He is the best of schemers. Whenever our revelation is recited to them, they say, "We have heard all this before. We could say something like this if we wanted. This is nothing but ancient fables." They also said, "God, if this really is the truth from you, then rain stones on us from the heavens, or send us some other painful punishment." But God would not send them punishment while you, Prophet, are in their midst, nor would he punish them if they sought forgiveness. Yet why should God not punish them when they debar people from the sacred mosque, although they are not its rightful guardians? Only those mindful of God are its rightful guardians. But most of the disbelievers do not realize it. Their prayers before the house are nothing but whistling and clapping. So taste the punishment for your disbelief. They use their wealth to bar people from the path of God, and they will go on doing so. In the end, this will be a source of intense regret for them. They will be overcome and herded towards hell. God will separate the bad from the good, place the bad on top of one another, heaping them all up together, and put them in hell. They will be the losers. Prophet, tell the disbelievers that if they desist, their past will be forgiven. But if they persist, they have an example in the fate of those who went before. Believers, fight them until there is no more persecution, and all worship is devoted to God alone. If they desist, then God sees all that they do. But if they pay no heed, be sure that God is your protector, the best protector and the best helper. This is the end of Juz number 9.
This has been a Safina Society production.